This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Time may be running out for both sides in trade talks between the United States and China. The Chinese economy is weakening, and there are many bubble aspects to it that Beijing is aggressively trying to manage so they do not burst. What they are doing is attempt a soft landing from what has been a historic period of really unprecedented economic growth in that country. Trump has gotten their undivided attention by sticking pins in their bubbles, forcing them to terms that would have him stop. Some of the change that Trump is forcing is in their beneficial self-interest long-term, and I think that they know it. Opening their markets and coming under some rule of law and intellectual property issues is being demanded by all of their trade partners, not just by us. This way, the trade war is providing them the opportunity to make domestic changes that are in their own interest that they otherwise may not have been willing to make. They need a push. They will benefit from some of the things demanded of them in this trade war. There will be a limit as to how far they are willing to go, and it will be up to the trade negotiators to find that limit by March 1st. A failure of these talks would do neither side any good whatsoever. In fact, it would put the entire world economy at risk if new rounds of tariffs were exchanged and the trade war morphed into becoming a Cold War. The world economy is slowing to the point where any additional existential catalyst could push it into becoming a global recession. That is similar to where I said that the U.S. ag economy was in my 2017 ag outlook. I said that we were not in a recession, but any new existential catalyst could push us into one. The trade war was the kicker, and most farmers now see the ag economy as in recession. When Trump claims that the current economy is the best ever in history, how can that be with us left out? This trade war has gone on much longer than the optimist who had said last summer will last a couple of months. The last time that global trading partners exchanged this many tariffs and trade barriers was the Smoot-Hawley tariffs in 1930 that worsened the Great Depression. It was the United States and congressional Republicans that were responsible for that one, too. The difference is that in 1930, it was the Republican Congress who passed the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act and pushed Herbert Hoover into signing it. This time, this trade war was not an act of Congress, but an executive action by one man, President Trump. The Republican Congress was a bystander who failed to execute its oversight responsibility and legislative power relative to U.S. trade policy. Congress has been along for the ride. The ag sector has been taken for a ride. Congress will be asked to step up and ratify the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian agreement early next year. That protects all the benefits that were in NAFTA, so the ag sector needs Congress to sign it. That's not going to happen until Trump first drops the tariffs on Mexican-Canadian steel and aluminum, until he makes a deal with the Dems, Nancy Pelosi, to ratify the agreement. The ag sector needs it to happen. China has one more major advantage over Trump. China has been around for 4,000 years at least and has the ability to take the long view, while Trump at best may make it to the end of a single term in office. Xi Jinping doesn't have to run for re-election. They changed their constitution so he is president for life. Trump took a lot of hits this week as his legal jeopardy was exposed by authorities. My view is it is just the beginning of his trouble. The question then that all of our trading partners that Trump is currently battling in a trade war with are pondering is that will the trade war outlast Trump? Do they really need to make full concessions or just drag things out until Trump walks or is drugged from the Oval Office? That question will weigh heavily on their trade war strategy. This condition or situation is not lost on our trade negotiators, so they are working aggressively to finish trade agreements while they still have authority to do so. U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer expressed concern about extended negotiations. They talk tough with more tariffs threatened, but they're not going to want to drag these talks out either for fear they will not be in office to end the trade war that they started. That would mean that we could have all gone through a whole lot of pain and misery for pretty much nothing. One caveat is that the ag sector is not going to see enough gain to account for the pain it will go through in the course of the trade war. So the bottom line is that China would like to get this trade war over with so they could remove some economic uncertainty and help them avoid a recession turning into a depression. Trump would like to get it over with so that he can claim some credit while still in office. If Trump makes concessions, it'll not matter because he can sell literally anything to his base. If he is instead too hard on China, they may opt for the long view and outwait his term in office, which they could outlast regardless of how long that is. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.